The border region is bustling when it comes to short film productions, and a local team has begun an ambitious project to support, produce, and distribute 20 short films in less than a year. I'm Charles Horak, and you're listening to On Film. Tower Productions is the name of the local production company, determined to build a library of short films from a variety of filmmakers, and I'm happy to have back on the program filmmakers Carlos De La Torre and Austin Young, whose Tower Productions is rolling out a slate of short films as we speak. Welcome to you both.
Thank you. Thank you for having us, Chuck.
Thank you.
I think it's been about 18 months. You were first-time guests last year. You were in here talking about, I think, your very first short film, Sun City Lights. Was that right?
Yeah, sounds about right.
That's right. Wow. 18 months.
So a lot has happened since then. I should mention you're both still in college. So
yeah.
You're juggling a lot of things. But tell me about this campaign, Tower 20 campaign, and how that got started.
It was kind of a happy accident. We just started getting together with a bunch of filmmakers, meeting them along the way in classes or in different events. And, you know, we'll say, hey, if you have a project, bring it to us. Let's discuss. Let's see what you got going. And a lot of them were just in-house productions and stuff like that, but most of them my films. And we just started networking, meeting people, and people wanted to make films and didn't know how to go about it. We had a little experience. And we just wanted to make films, different films, and started recruiting people, making a team. And that's so really how it came
about. Austin, are you two basically producing then? Is that the role you're serving for most of these films?
Yeah, I mean, for about the 20 films, me and him have been producing most of them. Well, all of them. He's been taking a step back from the director role, and it was funny, the first film that he didn't direct, he was kind of just sitting on set like,
What do I do?
Yeah. But everybody's been coming to us for help, and they always tell me to do everything possible to try to make their dream happen, you know, and make their vision come true.
I haven't thought of anything quite like this in the past that's happening in El Paso. So basically from, I guess you began in August of this year, and you're hoping by next April to have produced and supported 20 completed short films, is that right?
That's correct. To be fair, we'd been producing some of these films early on in the year. Stuff we just didn't release or didn't,
banking up a few.
yeah, a couple here and there. So
I think we started back in November.
With the first one. Yeah. And that was just something we did to test out camera equipment, and we loved it. So we're like, all right, let's just release this.
So what kind of release schedule are you talking about? If you're doing these films in such quick succession, when can people expect to see the latest work?
Well, I mean, we've been pushing the films out since August 12th. We want to do it like on an every 2 week basis, and we want to promote each film with its own week of promotion and then kind of introduce the next film we've been releasing with the posters as well, and kind of give each director their own chance to be able to promote the film and give them their own attention.
And the main place to see this is Tower Productions' YouTube channel, is that right?
Yeah, either a YouTube or Facebook, whatever's more convenient.
Okay, so find you on both of those and you'll find links to the films. And you currently have, what, 3 films up, I think?
4, actually. We just released one recently, and we have another one coming out tomorrow.
Yeah, that's right.
Number 4 and 5 are out?
Film number 4 is out. 5 will be out tomorrow.
I've seen the first 3. One of the things that struck me was they're fairly polished for being short, quick indie films made here, but also that they're completely different. they're all different genres. Is that part of the plan, was to actively engage filmmakers who are going to make a lot of different types of films?
Yes, we definitely wanted a mixture. We didn't want to be tied down to one genre. And, you know, there's those type of companies that do great, like the Blumhouses.
Right. You know, that specialize in horror.
And it's great if it works for them, but we just have such a mixture of personalities in-house that we wanted everybody to make the film they wanted to make.
Well, tell us a little bit about the films that are out. I have seen Night Shift, Flowers for the Young Lady, and Edge of Desire. I guess there's another one or two now by the time people hear this interview. But Night Shift, that's kind of a gritty after-hours, I guess, drama, you would call that?
Yeah. That one was actually brought to us by one of our members here with the company. This was actually a true story that happened to his dad.
His dad's father.
Who was a police officer in Lubbock. And that one was a fun one to shoot. The grocery store gave us, 4 hours to shoot?
Yeah, they were totally accommodating.
Yeah.
So this is about an off-duty police officer who's moonlighting to make extra money as a security guard, I guess, at a...
Yeah.
late at night at a grocery store.
I kind of, you know, just feels blessed at the end of it that there were officers in the area to help him out. And
supernatural type of unexplainable coincidence that happened to him, where he was at the brink of probably ending his life or getting his life ended. This was a true story from Michael D. Head. He's he's actually our new vice president of production in Towers. So he's bringing us projects here and there and brought a lot of experience to the table. And so it's his film.
Yeah. And you have another writer-director, Flowers for the Young Lady, a completely different type of film. This is actually a period film, sort of has a little bit of a, I thought, a spaghetti western feel to it as well, the music particularly.
That was the goal. That was the goal. Yep. Adam Lopez, he's been working with us, one of our early guys, actually. We recruited from the early days, and we met in class, and he made this film for a class here at UTEP, and it turned into, he made a first version of it, and brought it to our attention, and we said, how about we reshoot the whole thing? And let's make it again, and we'll prep, have a little more prep time, give you some more pre-production, and developed around it. And it was a ride. It was a ride to make.
It definitely was, and everybody loved shooting that film. The main actor, James Travis Kirk, he came from Cruises, and there was a couple times we would have to change the schedule, and he enjoyed the film so much that he was like, whenever you guys need me, I'll drive down here. And
whatever was
needed. Everybody just had fun on that set. It was a hoot to shoot.
Set in some local history, too. You have the naming of Billy the Kid, a late-night encounter with him at around a campfire. And I guess there's a supernatural element, too. There's a
Yes, that's what caught my attention from the script. When he brought the script to my attention, I said, I read the Billy the Kid cameo, and I read the, you know, La Llorona aspect to it, and I loved it. And I said, wow, we've never really heard the story of the father, you know, the husband. Who's that guy? And it really intrigued me, and I brought it to Austin and Eric, our other exec, and we just loved it. We wanted
that
to make
that
it.
Film is mostly made, again, it's a period piece set in the Old West, so that has its own challenges for costuming,
definitely.
Horses. You had to do a lot of interesting stuff with it, but you're also shooting out of doors. Was there particular challenges shooting most of that film on location, in the desert, on the mountains?
Yeah, it was definitely a bit of a challenge. I mean, outside when it just comes to production-wise, it's a matter of having to go somewhere where there's nothing modern.
Schlepping all that equipment.
Yeah, exactly. I think there was a couple scenes in the film where we drove out to Fort Hancock, and I want to say it was about a two-hour drive because, I mean, Fort Hancock's about 45 minutes away, but to get into the desert, it's a bit of a hassle, but
we had our adventures.
Yeah, let's just
say the least.
Best way to say it.
No, I mean, getting, you know, they say don't work with children and animals, and we've done both in the course of our career so far. And you know, the horses were a blast to work with. And shout out to Jordan. She helped us out a lot. She's loves horses and was able to help us out on set. And just the animal aspect of it, the remote area where we shot in Fort Hancock. There was no electricity. There was no.
Of course.
Mean stuff like that, running water, nothing like that. So
I mean, even the main location of the city and everything, you know, there was a young gentleman that really helped us out, Jonathan Hernandez. He was able to lend us the property, and it looked amazing. I mean,
they're historical locations as well in Socorro,
right?
All part of the Mission Trail, and then we were able to shoot there, which was amazing.
So the first two films were written and directed by associates, not you guys, but the third film I saw, Edge of Desire, that was actually written and directed by you, right, Carlos?
That's correct, yes.
So are you guys going to do some of your own personal work as part of these 20 films and then mix it up with others' works?
Oh, definitely, definitely. That's really how it started. We all had films, Eric, Austin, and I particularly, we had our own works. In fact, Edge of Desire is part of a trilogy that we have a couple more scenes for the last film, that part of that trilogy that we need to shoot. And Austin's film actually comes out in November. So the film that's coming out on Sunday is Eric Sanchez's film, Rooster's Beak. Yeah, we're definitely putting our own work into it for sure. We never want to give up that aspect of it. But I'll serve as an executive producer, and Austin is a producer. And we love doing both. We love doing both aspects of it.
So how many people are under the banner of Tower Productions? You've mentioned a few others beyond yourselves.
We have about 11.
Yeah, last confirmed 11.
Wow.
Yeah.
Team of 11.
Is this a close-knit group of associates, or is this you have a structure, a corporate structure, and going concern there?
Both. We have our corporate structure just to have structure within the company, but we're all a bunch of goofballs that love making films and love hanging out outside of making films. So it doesn't feel like work, you know.
No, it really does. I mean, most of the actors and actresses in town, they love working with us because we have fun with them. I mean, it doesn't, like they say, if you love what you do, you don't have a job. And we all have fun on set, and we love what we're doing. And
this 20-film challenge you've set for yourselves and other filmmakers in the area, what's the end game there? You get to early next year, you have 20 of these films finished and produced. What everyone will be able to stream them on your YouTube page, but what are the plans beyond that? Is this a stepping stone to something bigger, feature films? Or?
Yeah, definitely a stepping stone. We still want to push out a bunch of short films, not on this level, but we definitely want to push them out. But it's, we don't want to give out too much information. But
Well, yeah. I think we can talk about, just because we've been promoting it elsewhere and stuff like that, we can discuss the fact that we have already a feature. We've already shot it and premiered it at Alamo Drafthouse. Right. And it was mostly a test screening, a film called Depth of Field. Mm-hmm. That'll be out later in the slate. We don't know when. But that's been running through a couple festivals here and there. And we have a feature under our belt, which was a huge accomplishment for us. We never thought we'd make it on a tiny micro budget in 23 days. We
23 days. Film.
So all these shorts are really honing the team and the coordination among all the people you need, all the assets you need to do even bigger work. And
exactly.
And I guess your site is also generating audience, which you can leverage in the future.
We hope so. We hope so. We have that going, and we have some web series planned as well. For next year, we have four in development. I think we're green lit two so far.
Yeah.
And we can discuss that later as the time comes. But we also have features written. We just, it's a matter of funding. And that's
you guys are pretty ambitious. And, yeah. and you're still in college. I can't imagine what's going to happen, what you're going to be able to do once you don't have classwork to do. Astonishing what you've been able to pull together, and I wish you all the best. I guess we'll all stay tuned to your YouTube page as you roll out more short films, but thanks for coming in this morning.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
Yeah, we really appreciate it.
My guests today have been filmmakers Carlos De La Torre and Austin Young of Tower Productions. They've recently launched an ambitious campaign to produce and stream 20 short films, releasing a new title every 2 weeks via their Tower Productions YouTube channel. Three films are already up, and actually a fourth and a fifth coming tomorrow, Sunday, ready for streaming, and you can follow their efforts via their Tower Productions Facebook and Instagram pages. A final program note, my own monthly film series, The Film Salon, will present the 1967 dramedy Guess Who's Coming to Dinner tonight at 6:30 p.m. at Alamo Drafthouse Cinema. The film stars Katharine Hepburn and Spencer Tracy in their ninth and final film together. The two Hollywood icons play a mature couple whose progressive views are challenged when their daughter announces she is engaged to be married and introduces her fiancé, an African-American physician played by Sidney Poitier. Tickets are just $5 and available online or at the box office at Alamo Drafthouse. On Film's engineer is Seth Van Meter. An archive of past programs is available on this station's website at ktep.org. I'm Charles Horak. Thank you for listening to On Film.